Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father.
Amen.
This morning's sermon is a story sermon, in which I will not be playing the role of Pastor Harold or myself, but rather Isaac, son of Abraham, from the Old Testament reading this morning. And the sermon title is, God Will Provide. I am Isaac, son of Abraham and Sarah. I am Isaac, the son of promise. Many years ago, the Lord God promised my father Abraham he would have a son, me. And from me would come descendants as many as the stars of the sky. More important than that, one of my descendants would be the Messiah, the Savior, whom you know by the name of Jesus. I'm also the son of laughter. That's how my name, Isaac, can be translated. Laughter. Why such a name? Well, when the Lord God promised my parents I would be coming to them, my dear mother laughed and laughed. She thought it was a wonderful joke. She was 90, and father was 100. How could they have a child? But the Lord God had the last laugh. Here I am. Today I want to tell you about one event in my life when I learned this wonderful truth. God will provide. The sacred writer in the book of the Bible called Genesis begins the story this way. And it came to pass, after these things, God did tempt Abraham. God does not tempt anyone to evil or sin, but God does sometimes choose to try our faith, to test our faith, in order to change us, to strengthen us, to teach us an important truth. God will provide all we really need. What did Lord God say to my father Abraham? Hear the words of the sacred writer. Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I shall tell you of. I was not with Father when he was told this, but God spoke, and Father obeyed. Later, well after the events I am recalling with you today, Father shared with me what he was thinking when he received this shocking command. Father told me, if the Lord God had said, take a choice lamb of your flock, it would not have been so shocking. But he was told to take your son, your only son Isaac, the son you love, the son of the promise, the son of laughter, and offer him as a burnt offering. What? My father thought. Kill my beloved son? Does not God command, you shall not kill? Father said two immense tensions filled his heart. If he killed me, how would the promise of descendants, and especially the Messiah, be fulfilled? And if he killed me, how could he explain to his wife? How could he tell Sarah he silenced the laughter, put to death Isaac, her pride and joy? These were things that raced through Father's mind. Somehow, deep down inside, Father knew he could trust God. How about you? Sometimes do things just not make sense? Have you struggles with which you wrestle? And only you and God know? Dear people, deep down inside, God can be trusted. God will provide. And here's what happened next to me. Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and split wood for the burnt offering and went to the place where God told him. Father had not told anyone yet what was to happen. What if he had told Mother? What if he had told me? All Father could do was what he knew God wanted him to do. Dear friends, please take the same lesson that I took from this. Do what God has clearly told you, and know that God will handle the rest. Yes, again, God will provide. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. 3 days we journeyed. 3 days my father kept to himself the horrible secret. 3 days he walked with me, holding my hand. 3 days I looked up into the eyes of my father, whom I loved and trusted. Now I understand the tears I saw in those eyes. And on that third day, this is what Father said to those who were with us. He said, "Stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go up yonder, and we will worship and come again to you." Did you get that? The lad and I will go up yonder and come again to you. At that time, I didn't give his words a second thought. It wasn't until later I could understand. But my father, oh my father, did he somehow believe that God would raise me from death after I was sacrificed? Father didn't have all the answers, any of the answers. But he knew God could be trusted. Yes, again, dear friends, he knew that God will provide. And this happened next. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went, both of them together. Little did I know what was to be offered upon that wood I was carrying upon my shoulders. So with childlike simplicity, as I struggled under the weight of the wood, I said to Father these very words, "Father, behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Where was the lamb? How could I have known? I was to be the sacrifice. And then Father spoke those words to me, those words I shall never forget. Those words kept for you to this day. "My son, God himself will provide a lamb." Father trusted that God will provide. Some think that Father saw by faith the Messiah Jesus, the Lamb of God slain for the sins of the world. Many, many years after my days, Jesus spoke these words to a group of religious leaders. "Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad." Perhaps Father only fully knew this later. Perhaps. But one thing I know for sure, by the look in his eyes, as his eyes met mine, I knew on that day I was the lamb. I did not understand, but I trusted my father. And as the sacred writer wrote for you, the two of them walked on together, and at length they came to the place where God had told Abraham. He built an altar there and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Oh, all you loving parents, imagine my father looking down upon me, bound upon that wood on the rock altar. See the tears streaming down his aged cheeks. And the sacred writer tells you, "And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him, and he said, 'Do not lay your hand against the lad, for now I know that you fear and trust God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son.' Then Abraham raised his eyes, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in place of his son." Joy of joys, joy of joys. God did indeed provide the lamb. God did indeed provide the lamb. "But behold, I now show you a mystery hidden under this event. in my life, a mystery meant to be proclaimed to all generations, a mystery that gives you strength and peace, whatever life brings your way. I am but a type, a representative of one who is to come after me. What happened in those amazing days with my father, Abraham, points to the one whom you know as the Messiah, the Christ, named Jesus. The symbolism is so obvious that no one who believes the sacred writing to be the word of God has ever doubted it. This very Mount Moriah, the mount where I was to be sacrificed, centuries later, was the same place where the temple was built, the place where sacrifices were made for the sins of the Jewish people, my descendants. And this place is just a stone's throw from a place called Calvary, where he who was greater than the temple was sacrificed for the sins of not just my people, but for the sins of the entire world. You heard about me carrying the wood for my sacrifice upon my own shoulders. Know that Jesus carried the wooden cross upon his own shoulders, the wood for his own sacrifice. Father Abraham built the altar, laid the wood in order, and bound me to it, his son, his only son, whom he loved. Who was it that bound Jesus on the cross? It really was not the Roman soldiers or the angry Jewish leaders. God the Father gave over his Son to sinful men for crucifixion. For God so loved you, that he gave. It was his plan to give his Son for you, in your place, to pay for your sin. Did you somehow marvel as I willingly consented to my Father's plan for sacrifice? Oh, so much more marvel at Jesus, who said to his Father in heaven, "Lo, I come to do your will." Marvel also at the words of the sacred writer who praised Jesus with the words, "Greater love has no one than this, but that he lay down his life for his friends." Look now upon that one who hung on a wooden cross for you. There was no one to save him like I was saved. No substitute was provided, no last-minute deliverance. For me, it was true, God did provide a lamb, but Jesus was the lamb. As John the Baptist said of Jesus, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." God provided the lamb on Mount Calvary as your substitute. As another sacred writer named Paul recorded, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not with him generously give us all things?" Dear friends, here is the very center of our common faith. It is the faith I had looking forward to the day of Jesus the Messiah. It is the faith you now have looking back to his day. It is also the faith you have as you look forward into any uncertain future. God will provide. All of this was true for me and my father 2,000 years before Jesus was born into the world, and it is true for you 2,000 years after he was born. Lastly, and most importantly, you can know and trust what I came to know and trust. Whatever challenges or uncertainties fill your life, God, your heavenly Father, will not let you down. He will meet your deepest needs. God will provide. He has provided Jesus the Lamb, and he has provided him for you. In the name of Jesus, amen.